You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the E-Musician Podcast Show, where we feature different individuals in the music industry, and as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians, authors, and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan bases, sharing their experiences, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today, we're visiting with Tara Hack, a singer, songwriter, and musician. Through her songs, Tara is documenting modern life and love, observing characters and their stories, chronicling all of it and setting it to music. And Tara, thanks for joining us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, tell us about your musical journey and how you got to where you are today. I'm sure that would be quite interesting to hear.
Sure. I started out as a busker. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's just another name for a street performer in New York City, so the train stations. I started out in Penn Station and Atlantic Terminal, Brooklyn. And I did that for a while and met a bunch of people. And through that, I got this opportunity from a private investor who saw me performing in Brooklyn and said, hey, I want to fund a CD for you. And here we are.
I'd say that's quite exciting, incredible, and on a personal note, I've always enjoyed hearing music in those locations, so this is no surprise to hear how that came about for you. So tell us, what is the most interesting thing that has happened to you since you began your career?
I mean, there are so many great ones. Obviously, you know, meeting the investor in Atlantic Terminal. I met WABC Sid Rosenberg in Penn Station, and he had me on his radio show a few times. I wrote and recorded at Abbey Road Studios, which is a huge dream for me, and I have a song out with Ryan Cabrera, who is somebody that I looked up to, and this was just in the last 2 years. So every moment has kind of been an exciting one, and I think as a musician, that's kind of what you look for, because there isn't anybody telling you, like, yeah, you're doing the right thing. So you have to kind of take these moments and go, okay, I'm on the right path.
For sure, and that is quite exciting once again. Now, also speaking of excitement, tell us about the exciting things that you're working on right now.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, as we start to kind of see how the world's going to reopen, I think touring is going to be a possibility, when that is a possibility, of course. And yeah, just kind of seeing what's going on with the song that we have with Ryan and working on some new music, which I'm really excited about, and some new songwriting collaborations that I have in the works. So just creating and recording.
Today we're visiting with Tara Hack. She is a singer, songwriter, and musician, and she's joined us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I understand you recorded at Abbey Road Studios, the most famous recording studio in the world. Can you tell us how that experience went?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think that's the... I've always been very motivated and always wanted to kind of, what's the next thing I can do to outdo something I've done? So I was playing. I had this gig at a Marriott in downtown Manhattan, and I was performing the song Hallelujah. And as clear as like day, I felt like I heard something just like kind of in my ear go, "You should record at Abbey Road." And obviously, it's because I love the Beatles, and that's huge. But I was also thinking of like, as from a marketing standpoint, like people would love the music. Maybe
can you tell
more
us how that experience went?
In it more if it's like recorded there. So I texted my buddy and I was like, hey, do you want to record at Abbey Road Studios? And he was like, well, yeah, but can we? And I was like, I didn't ask you like if we could. I'm just like, can you go? And if you can, we'll figure it out. And so I was performing in Penn Station and Atlantic Terminal and just kind of had on my case, you know, like, hey, we're trying to go to Abbey Road Studios. This is, you know, what your money's kind of going to if you want to donate in the case, and had some songs on Bandcamp where you can kind of put however much you want to buy the song. And just people, we were just flooded with, you know, I'd get $100 bills in my case, just people who were like, really like, you know, wanted to see me like fulfill this dream. And it was really cool and humbling experience. And then I didn't know this, but when we booked the studio time, it was during the 50th anniversary. So we walked in and we got to see Studio 2, and the Beatles are just like plastered against the wall, like a projection of them. And everything, the piano that Lady Madonna was on is to our left. And it was just, you know, set up in this way that it wasn't the next day. So, but to go in the first time and see that, it was like, you have these moments when you're performing in your bedroom and you go, is this worth it? Like, should I, maybe I should go to the party? You know, like, is this going to be worth it? And then you stand there and you see that, and that's like, yeah, okay, yeah, it was worth it. I'm glad, you know, I spent the time that I did pursuing this dream.
Now, your persistency there certainly did pay off. Good stuff there. Now, what would be your best piece of advice for someone starting out in the music industry? I'm sure folks would want to hear some advice in that regard.
Sure. I mean, so I started out, I didn't have any musicians in my family, so this has kind of been, they were always very supportive, but I just didn't have the guidance. I didn't really know what to do, and so I just kind of, I'm self-taught and trying to figure out how to do it, and I've developed this philosophy that, like, you need 10,000 hours of practice to become an expert at anything, and you want to be able to hang in the room that you're in, you know, and I wanted to be able to hang, and kind of going through this and being put in different rooms where I was like, okay, I'm definitely learning something here because I probably shouldn't be in this room. And so for me, that would be just keep, like, you have to learn it, you know, and through being self-taught and looking at things online and stuff. And it's always like, you don't need to know music theory. You don't need to know this. You can just bang out a few chords and you don't really need to know the theory behind it. And it's like, that's not a really good way to go about it. Like, you want to learn your craft, every bit of it, because if you're a mechanic but you can't do an oil change, it's like, you know, if you're not the best mechanic, then maybe. So you want to be the best at what you're doing. So I would say to just track your practice, make sure you get to 10,000 hours of practice of, you know, practicing new things, and try to be the best that you can be at it, would be my advice.
That right there was some great advice, and actually that could apply to anything and any industry that you're in as well. I really appreciate that advice, and I'm sure the listeners did as well. Lastly, tell us, what would be your favorite song and why? Is there a favorite that you have?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I mean, Paul McCartney just came out with a new album. gosh, it depends on the time. But I kind of like anything that John Mayer does, just for his storytelling. He has a way of saying something that's been said a million times and just says it in such a way that you're like, wow, yeah, that hit me differently, you know? So I would say something by him. That's a hard one to narrow down to one specific song. Sorry, I don't have a better answer.
Tara, it's all good, and just what you shared with us helps us to see what you like on a personal level, so thanks for sharing that. Really good to have had you with us. Such an inspiration. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can tap into your music and get to know you better. Where's the best place online to do so?
Sure. Yeah, well, first I just want to say thank you so much for having me on, because it's been great and a lot of fun. And I appreciate that and your kind words. And, yeah, you can find me at Tara Hack on Spotify, Tara Hack Music on YouTube, Tara Hack Music on Instagram, Tara Hack Music on Facebook. Is a common theme. And TaraHack.com.
Well, it is all about Tara Hack. It couldn't be any simpler and any better. Again, folks, it is TaraHack.com. Tara, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
It was great. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Tara Hack, singer, songwriter, and musician. And again, through her songs, Tara is documenting modern life and love, observing characters and their stories, chronicling all of them, and setting it to music. And once again, for all the details, visit TaraHack.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN, and we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.